Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Brian Cutler, of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Busy time in Harrisburg in the last couple of weeks, and the biggest thing that happened was approval of a plan to do something about the Marcellus Shale impact on Pennsylvania communities. What's going on here?
Well, we spent 4 days of vigorous debate on House Bill 1950. That ultimately ended up being the final proposal for the Marcellus impact fee structure. I think it's important to note this bill was very broad-reaching. It dealt with those items that are already being covered by some gas companies in the northern tier, such as road rebuilding, bridge improvements, and other infrastructure improvements that are required in order to support this kind of activity. In addition to, it would allow other communities to impose a local fee at the county level to pay for associated court costs or other regional impacts that are felt by these communities. For example, courthouses that previously were somewhat dormant in regards to deeds and things like that suddenly have a rush to file drilling leases and other associated documents. That's putting a strain on their staff and their current infrastructure. And we're certainly looking at every opportunity to both improve that as well as make sure that those, in this case, the gas companies or the individuals that are spurring that kind of development are also the ones sharing in the cost. I think that the overall tax structure is fair. It takes a look at how it approaches and what the expected impacts are. The counties are allowed to independently decide whether or not they want to impose that or if they feel that they even need it at their local level. Perhaps those costs are already being met by the individuals who are coming in to perform the gas drilling and exploration. And ultimately, I think the other big thing and was a big concern for me was we worked on the preemption language. In many of the prior versions, there was talk of preempting any kind of local ordinance or other restraints placed on the drilling industry. And I had many concerns about this, how it would impact the right of an individual to contract for the use of their land. And thanks to the language that was ultimately agreed upon, I think that the appropriate safeguards are in place, that drilling can't be prohibited, but it has to be done responsibly.
It also put some much-needed money into some environmental programs as well, didn't it?
That's correct. There are other areas of the state that will also see benefit from this. Obviously, the environment is a resource that we all share and are responsible for. That we will redirect some of the oil and gas lease fund monies to those programs, such as Growing Greener and other environmental infrastructures, as well as the Hazardous Sites Cleanup Fund, which is very important to many people.
There's also some legislation you've been working on that was recently acted on by the House, and that has to do with access to mental health care and specifically some medications. What's going on here?
This issue originally came up about 4 years ago. The Health Committee had a hearing on access to mental health care, and it became apparent at that time that one of the obstacles that many mental health patients struggle with is access to care and medications. And unfortunately, that inability to access the system in a timely manner and when needed oftentimes leads to other forms of issues as well as decompensation for the patients. That ultimately adds to the bottom line that the state has to pay in order to care for these individuals. So myself and Representative Jake Wheatley from Allegheny County began working on a bill that would increase access to these medications for these patients. This area requires a lot of approvals by physicians, and the state certainly dictates what kinds of things can and can't be prescribed. And it's a lengthy process. And unfortunately, in today's environment, doctors just don't have 40 or 45 minutes to stay on the phone and justify what their reasons are for requesting one type of medicine over another. So what we're trying to do with this bill is streamline the process, allow for electronic pre-authorization, and then also potentially exempt certain kinds of doctors, perhaps psychiatrists in the current model, that would be allowed to expedite prescription of mental health drugs. I believe that in the long term, this will save the state a lot more money because we won't be paying for these individuals either in the emergency room when they need emergent care or even prison when they decompensate to the point that they do something that ultimately results in their arrest.
You also sponsored a resolution that was recently acted on by the House that recognizes a special group of citizens.
Yeah, I was pleased to work on House Resolution 499 with a constituent, Grandfather Daryl Dietrich, in the 100th District. He pointed out to me that the Commonwealth has never officially recognized the contribution of Native Americans to our culture and our Commonwealth. And we have the painting in the hall of the House, and I certainly thought it was an apt recognition that was well-deserved.
Representative Cutler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.